from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Santander swats it, deep left field, back goes Nimmo, and this ball is long gone. Back into the stands and left, Anthony Santander, making homer number 37, and there was never a doubt.
McCann drives this, left field and deep, way back there, and that baby is long gone. Into the second deck, James McCann, he comes back to Queens, and he delivers a 2-run shot.
Orioles radio with a victory over the Mets on Tuesday night. So Mets and O's have split the first two games. They're playing at Citi Field. One more to come on this Wednesday, hump day, our hump show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. National radio day on Tuesday, but you know me, I get on the air late. And so we've been asking you why you love radio. If you have a favorite host or station or network that you listen to, we're blown away by your response. On both Twix and Facebook, and then our phone number, too. You guys are blowing that up as well. But you're going to have to wait and be patient, because now we have a guest in studio who we often have on our show, but first time in studio, Rob Long from our Baltimore affiliate, 105.7 The Fan. And he's in New York to cover the series between the O's and the Mets because he's part of Masson, right? So is it pre and post game that you do on Masson? Oh, sorry.
Yes, I am.
Sweet. And normally then, when we have you on the show, it's this last hour because you're getting ready to do your own Big Bad Morning show on our Baltimore affiliate, 105.7 The Fan. Here you are. Hello.
I feel bad. You remember the name of my show, and once I didn't remember yours.
Well, that is one thing you'll never live down. What did you call it once?
I said the Amy Lawrence Show.
It's the most unoriginal, ridiculous name for a show ever.
It was a reach.
Why do you love radio, Rob?
Why do I love? Man, that's great. When I was a kid, I remember staying up listening to Chuck Thompson and do radio for the Baltimore Orioles. Eventually, he went on to do TV, then John Miller. And it was just baseball and radio was just the perfect marriage to me. And, mm-hmm. and my mom used to listen to her songs and her music on radio. Radio was probably at the time more important to me than television. It was, because television, your shows came on once a week, and you know, radio to me was an everyday thing. I remember it was an old dude that lived in a new neighborhood we moved in Northeast Baltimore. His name was Ray, and I would go up on his porch and listen to Orioles baseball, and Ray and I would sit there listening to 9 innings of baseball. We may have said 5 sentences apiece to one another, but it was just listening to the radio. So radio to me was a way for me to develop my imagination and use my imagination. And I love that. Like, I think you use this phrase, radio junkie.
Mm-hmm.
I was a radio junkie growing up.
Nice. When did you decide you wanted to work in radio?
I never decided. It decided me. I was a police officer in Myrtle Beach. A man named Parrish Brown, who is still my friend to the day, we were talking, and he said, "You have a radio voice. You ever think about doing radio?" No, I never thought about doing radio. He got me into doing a hip-hop and R&B format, which became one of the top weekend shows down there in the PD in South Carolina. I got out of radio because I got promoted in law. I was in law enforcement. That was my full-time job. And I got out. And then when I went back to Baltimore, moved back home, once again, radio found me. So, and I honestly, Amy, when I went back in the sports talk with WNST, I thought maybe I would do this until because I went back to college at a later phase of my life. I thought, okay, when I finish college, I'll get a job in my major, which was sports management, and I'll move on. I never thought radio would be full-time until, or would be a thing long-term for me until I was in it 10 years. I'm like, you know, I guess this is what I'm going to do.
Might as well stick around.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to do this now. In fact, I think when I went to the Fan, where I am in Baltimore now, maybe a couple of years after that, I thought, you know, I think I might be into this for a little while.
Nice. And now doing the TV side. So can you see, I try to teach my students, radio and TV, not the same.
No.
There's an art to radio that you cannot use on TV. And while TV may be the more popular medium, radio has value. And as long as I've been alive, I've heard about how radio is dying and the demise. And it's still around because it's unique. But how do you enjoy TV compared to radio?
First, let me give you the difference.
Don't tell me you enjoy the money more.
No. If that's what you're doing it for, then you're sadly...
You'll get out very quickly, yes.
The pause. The pauses that you can have in radio, a TV, no, it's dead air in radio. TV is a pause. It's allowing the moment to live itself, to take its own life. In radio, that pause is... dead air. It's frowned upon.
And yet I do it so often just to freak out my producers. And
I was about to say, you killed it because the great ones in radio can still take that pause.
Oh, I do.
And their listeners understand because when you take me as a listener, when you take that pause, I'm like, okay, what is she? She's drumming up something.
Yeah, it
she's
freaks got people something. Out.
She's
yeah.
about, this is the cliffhanger. The producers just stirred the pot. That's what she's doing. She's stirring the pot. The difference to me is just... In radio, you're painting, you know. You are
storytelling.
Yeah, you're an artist. You're painting a picture. You want your listeners to see what they can't see, and if you're good at it, they see it, they get it, they imagine it. When people misunderstand what I'm saying, I think it's I look at it as okay, I'm not doing a good job describing what I'm saying. And TV, you don't have to. They see it. You don't have to describe it to them. You don't have to paint the picture for them. You just have to basically take them along the ride. You know, I mean, we're taking this journey together in television. In radio, no, I'm painting the picture so you can come along with me in this journey. And that's it. I mean, it takes a lot more creativity for radio for you to be good at it.
Well, and you have to be able to carry the conversation, too.
Yes.
And there's an art to talking with people, not at people. And that's a hard thing for young broadcasters to learn. It was a hard thing for me to learn, but listeners know when you're talking at them versus talking to them or with them. So there's a real art to it.
It's funny you say that because you give your story real quick. One day, some guy was drunk and he was really trying to be an idiot. And he said to me, I know more about sports than you. I could do your job. I said, you probably do, but can you convince people to listen to you for 4 hours? My job is not to tell you how much I know. My job is to convince you to listen to it for 4 hours.
In an entertaining way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it cracks me up, too, when people say something along the lines of, I mean, you only work 4 hours a day. Wow. Like, what a cushy job you have, not realizing how much work and prep goes into it. So before I let you go, because we're literally about 90 seconds, do your players, so you coach high school basketball, do your players listen to you? Do they know what you do in your spare time?
I got to be honest with you, the greatest thing about that is most of them don't. Their
That's
parents
nice.
Do.
Yeah.
Their parents do. I'll go some places and people want to take a selfie or talk to me, but they're like, what's going on here? What's going on here? And I love it. And even when they find out, they don't know the depth of it, which is great because they just see me as Coach Long, which I'm perfectly fine with.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
The parents on the other side, on the other hand, they know what you do. And and many dads, you know, they strike interest in your program because they hear you on radio.
Yeah. I love the fact that most of my family, while they vaguely know what I do, couldn't care less about sports. It's that getaway for me. That's that right. separation, which is great. Although I have to be careful now because the Hubs, he likes college football. But he doesn't listen for sports. He only listens to know what I'm going to say about him.
Who's his team?
Who's his team? Oh, he's a Longhorns fan. Okay. I married into a Longhorn family. I have no choice now. Well, it's good to talk to you. You can find Rob on Twix at Rob Long Sports, and he's got to go across the floor and to a side studio so he can do his own Big Bad Morning Show.
Absolutely.
But it's good to have you here. It's always nice to actually look at you while I talk to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Good to be here.
I didn't even have a chance to ask you about Orioles or Ravens, but we'll do that another time.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, yeah, as we wind up here in the last few seconds, man, we've had two great guests. Sammy Leavitt, if you missed it, doing his first ever Padres games as the play-by-play announcer. And so he joined us in the wake of that. And also the Padres are red hot. They've won 22 of their last 27 games and have definitely caught the attention of the rest of baseball as well as fans around the country. And also Rob Long here in studio and just many of you. I'm sorry we didn't get to all your phone calls. We can do more coming up tonight. But I love radio. Been a radio junkie since I was a kid, and it's good to know that we share that, a lot of us. So happy National Radio Week to you, and we'll talk again tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.